Was I supposed to bring the ring or the sandwiches? Oh, Sam.
Welcome to Sketching Out episode 14.
Do we need to keep saying the names, the numbers of the episodes?
No, it says it on the...
It doesn't really matter what episode number it is, right?
The 100th episode, that will be important to announce.
We'll keep track of that, of when the 100th episode's going to be, and we'll then tell you when it's episode 100.
But from now on...
You won't hear the episode number again.
But it will be going up by one, every episode.
Every episode?
Yeah.
We'll go up by one?
Yes.
Okay, we'll keep track of that somehow.
But that's pretty silly, isn't it? They showed up to... They went all
Very
the way
silly.
To Mount Doom. And it seems as if
like
Frodo...
Like an eight-month trip.
Was either at the ring and is wearing sandwiches around a chain on his neck. And hasn't realised this whole time.
Do they have sandwiches in Middle Earth?
Well, they've got bread.
Yeah, they've got Lambas bread and they've got maggoty bread.
Presumably, the maggoty bread already has maggots in it, which technically does make it a sandwich.
Absolute nightmare if you're allergic to Lambas bread. It's like, oh, but I'm a vegetarian as well.
You could pick the maggots out.
But we never see them eat a sandwich. We never see them go to Subway or something like that.
No, but they go to the pub a lot, don't they? I feel like
they do.
I feel like pubs, they'd serve pub food. They'd serve sandwiches at the pub.
Well, like a club sandwich.
Yeah.
I guess we see pigs at the start of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, they've got pigs.
So they've got bacon.
Didn't see any chickens, though.
No. No.
So it would be a lub sandwich.
A what?
A lub sandwich.
Oh.
Without the chicken.
Wait. Are you telling me a club sandwich stands for chicken,
oh,
lettuce?
Oh, do you not know this? This is a great fact. Chicken, lettuce, under bacon is the club sandwich.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a good fact.
Okay, so the ring.
Yeah, the one ring.
The one ring. How do they know that throwing it into the fire will destroy it?
Elrond.
How does Elrond know?
Maybe
he read it. Maybe he got hold of the ring when Isildur had it and he saw like a little inscribing on the inside of it. It
says, do not throw it into Mount Doom.
Do not throw into fiery chasm from whence came.
Do not throw into fiery chasm from whence came.
Yeah. He just goes to the ring engravers. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Welcome to Timpsons. Hi. Rings, engravers and necklaces and more.
Oh, wonderful.
Bracelets,
listen,
anklets.
Shut up for a second. I've got this ring.
Oh, let me see that. That's a lovely ring.
Thank you so much.
How many of
Plain
these
band.
Rings are there?
Just one.
One.
Just the one.
The one
Just
ring.
Just the one. Levant, I want to write that down. What did you say? Look, I wanted to get it engraved.
Certainly.
And actually resized. If that's
okay.
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 We'll do that later, though. But the engraving. So do you have the technology to make it so that it only... shows the engraving when it's been thrown into fire.
It isn't cheap.
Mm.
It's a fairly new technology. There aren't very many places doing it at the moment.
Right.
And there aren't that many people asking for it. So it's not really taken off. So economically,
great
we end up having to charge
great
quite a
lot.
That
you've got it, though. Really useful.
Well, we cater for everyone.
Whoa.
There's nothing that Timpsons can't do.
What is your name, sir?
Chamonix de Fethel.
The third.
But you can just call me Chamonix de Fethel. Forget the third.
Chamonix de Fethel. Lovely to meet you.
Enchanté.
My cousin is called Chamonix de Fethel. Very popular name at the moment.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway, this ring is quite important to me. I want it to say one ring to rule them all, one ring to find them.
Yeah. Let me just get this down.
Yeah. One ring to rule them all and in the darkness... And then I wasn't sure what to write at the end.
I think you said rule twice. Was it supposed to be...
One ring to rule them all, one ring to bind them, one ring to bring them all.
Bring them all, lovely.
And in the darkness, and then I'm not sure what.
Okay.
In the darkness, something. In the darkness, dance. In the darkness...
Dance them.
Sandwich
them.
Sandwich them.
Maybe.
In the
Hang
darkness,
on.
Sandwich. Maybe just in the darkness, sandwich. Not even sandwich them.
I like it.
Anyway, just do the rest of it and then I'll tell you, we can figure it out at the time.
Okay, that's all done. That's not too difficult. We just about got it on. It's pretty
tight.
Oh,
you've already done it?
Yes, we're very quick here at Timpsons.
Wow.
Let's chuck it in the fire for a minute. Okay, out it comes. Hold out your hands. It's quite cool.
Ah, you bastard.
Ah, yeah, sorry. It was just in the fire, but cool considering.
It does look cool.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
Yes. Are you happy with the font?
I'm very happy with the font. It doesn't go all the way around it. It only goes to about halfway.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted it But that way I wanted the whole thing covered in text.
Oh,
the whole band.
But that way you can see it, like you can just wear it one way and everybody can read it.
No, but I quite wanted it all the way around. Oh, you did. I should have been more specific. Okay.
Well, we can maybe add something in.
Okay. I mean, we have to come up with, so we have to write sandwich.
Yeah.
And then we have to, and then we have to write.
Maybe what the sandwich contains. But we don't have that much space, so maybe like an acronym.
Beef? Corn I know beef. Corn beef.
Corn beef, maybe.
Maggots, corn beef.
Corn beef in maggoty bread.
Corn beef in maggoty bread.
That might not fit, unfortunately. Just looking at it now, I'm not sure that will. Yeah. What about a club sandwich? Because that's...
What?
A club sandwich. The club is actually an acronym for chicken lettuce on...
What's a chicken?
Okay, scratch that. Well, tell me about this ring. What does this ring mean to you?
Oh, it means everything to me. Everything. We are one.
You are
me
one.
And me and this ring.
I see. So it's like your life force.
Yeah.
So you certainly don't want anything to happen to this ring.
No.
Okay. Tell you what. Why don't we put like a little reward then on it? So like in case it gets lost, we'll say reward.
Okay. Return to, I guess Barad-dûr. Where I live, but okay. The tower.
Is there always someone in?
I don't know. But also I don't know if I actually want like my porter to like get it and see. Yeah, he might get tempted.
Okay.
So it's kind of somewhere that only I visit would be good.
Okay.
So either Sauron sandwiches because business has been really poor, or Mount Doom, my fiery chasm.
Any problems with having it sent there at all by anyone or taken there by anyone? To your fiery chasm from whence it came?
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you everything, but it should be left by the door. Don't take it inside.
Okay, so what we've got here is one ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness, sandwich. And then after that, we've got, if lost, please deliver to Mount Doom, but leave at door. Do not throw it into fiery chasm from whence came. Reward.
Reward. They can have Saruman's job.
Okay. Reward Saruman's job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. So if we could just get it resized now and I'll be on my way.
Resized?
Yeah.
Are we going bigger or smaller? Because if we go smaller, we may have preferred to have done the inscription before we shrunk the... Oh.
Shit.
Oh my God, what... Tiny little fingers you have, Sauron.
Stop it.
What little it. Fingers you have.
Stop
some
it.
God you are, stop. Sauron.
Stop. Give it back.
What little fingers.
I'll go. Give it back.
Oh, here you go. Sorry about that. I don't know what came over me.
I
certainly wasn't your little fingers. Yes, normal hands. Yes, little.
Godly hand.
Tell you what. A godly hand should grasp a godly sword. May I show you my inventory? Feast your eyes on these.
Ooh, sharp silver yes, blades. Very nice. I prefer a mace myself.
A mace? Why don't you rest your hands on this cable here while I fetch you a mace?
Okay. Do you need to measure them?
Oh, not right away. You just leave your hands right.
Oh. Ow. It's on the other hand, you idiot. Oh. Alright, well next up, we've got trial.
Your Honor, I call my last witness to the stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
State your name.
Mark Zuckerberg.
And what do you do for a job, Mr. Zuckerberg?
I'm the Facebook creator, man.
Mr. Zuckerberg, is this the same Facebook that contributed to the rise of multiple fascist regimes in hate-for-profit campaigns, leading to unfathomable death and destruction?
Yes.
The same Facebook that took advantage of humanity's darkest impulses to create a pandemic of addiction, mental illness, intolerance, and division between the good peoples of this earth?
Yes.
The same Facebook which owns Instagram? On which just last week I posted a picture of my cat stealing my dog's bed and my dog looking upset. A post which, through no fault of my own, only got 5 likes, leaving me in a melancholy mood, which could only be abated by heavy, heavy, heavy medication.
Yes?
And with what tool did you use to create this Facebook, Mr. Zuckerberg?
The internet.
And is the creator of this internet in the courtroom today?
Yes. That's him there. Tim Berners-Lee.
Thank you for your brave testimony, Mr. Zuckerberg. Ladies and gentlemen, this is yet another example of the horrors brought upon us by Mr. Berners-Lee's internet. We've already heard testimonies from other victims of Mr. Berners-Lee's plot to destroy humanity, Mr. Gates, Mr. Bezos, the Google guys, and of course that poor, poor Kardashian family. This dismantling of society was no accident. No, this was a calculated plan from Berners-Lee over many years to wreak destruction upon the world. Oh, it started innocently enough. We cannot deny that we were initially charmed by the dial-up tone, MSN Messenger, Dancing Hamsters, and Ask Jeeves. Why, I myself still use the email address I created many years ago, hotcute_prosecutor55. But after what we have heard today, I will never be using this internet again. Wait, just one last time. No way, she wore that on the red carpet. Oh my god. Never again.
I've heard enough. Mr. Berners-Lee, do you have any closing statements?
Foolish mortals, you cannot destroy me. My soul lives on in each webpage you created. I am everywhere. I have subjugated your race, and now you will experience 10,000 years of misery and suffering. I will eat your flesh.
Order! Order! No levitating in the courtroom! Mr. Berners-Lee, for your heinous crimes against humanity, I sentence you to complete eradication from the earth. Gods, dismantle the internet.
Yay!
Go ahead, destroy it. Of course, that means destroying the porn too.
Oh god, I didn't know about the porn orgy. Oh my.
Counselor, can I speak to you in private, please?
Certainly. Oh well, yes, but I don't know about that.
Mr. Berners-Lee, how many years of suffering was it?
10,000.
Could we make it 9?
Have you ever been on trial? Have you never said the expression, "Hey, I'm not the one on trial here"?
No.
Have you ever been on jury duty?
No, I got called for jury duty, but I was given leave.
Nice.
Because I was just starting work.
We'd be a bit screwed if one of us got called up to jury duty now.
Because of the podcast?
Yes.
Why? You could still do the podcast.
Yeah, it's true.
You just wouldn't talk about the trial. Or we'd do a trial special.
Oh, the trial special.
Yeah.
Oh, now I really hope one of us gets called up for jury duty.
The North London Strangler.
Yeah, you can podcast from it.
Yeah.
You can just attaching your mic to the judge.
That would be really popular because people don't
usually
get
facts.
Could
you speak into the mic, judge?
People don't usually get facts about the trials that's going on because it's illegal.
Is it?
Very.
Oh, can you as a member of the public, can you not go in and just do a drawing? Do it like a chalk drawing of someone?
Oh, no, sorry. I mean, as in, I think, no, that's not illegal. I guess the deliberations of the jury.
Yeah, the jury aren't allowed any external influence either.
Yeah.
Do you think you're more likely, if you were to do 100 jury duties,
yeah,
100 trials,
yeah,
do you think you'd have a 50-50 split of innocent, guilty?
Nah, most of them are guilty. No smoke without fire.
Do you think it would be like multiple choice in an exam where you'd be like, guilty, guilty, guilty? It's like, well, I haven't had an innocent in a while.
Yeah.
Even though they're obviously guilty.
Yeah, let's let someone go.
Yeah. For every fourth person.
I really hope I don't have to do jury duty that many times.
100 times?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you will.
No. Tim Berners-Lee.
Yeah.
Do you think...
Awful man.
Yeah, terrible. Do you think he's good with computers or do you think he's actually quite shit now? Because, I mean, obviously, there's people who are really good with computers. And when he was in the game, it was old. It was the original.
Right.
So I kind of imagine him, like, having to ask his daughter to come and help him with...
How do I attach
just, like, sign it?
Yeah. A photo to an email again? I know you told me and you wrote it down, but I lost the paper.
She's just like, that file's too big, she said. It keeps it tells you the file's too big. You've got to get a smaller file.
I invented the internet.
Oh, my God.
I didn't make it to be this complicated.
No one cares. No one remembers you, Dad. No one cares what you did like 30 years ago.
I'm TBL. TBL, we'd chant at uni. They would chant when I was making the internet. www. That was me. Look, I've got it tattooed on my bum. Look, https://...
You see, you're living in the past, Dan. You're living in the past. You don't need all of these things. You just type whatever you want into the search bar.
What's a search bar? What the hell are you talking about?
Oh my God, it doesn't matter. Pretend I didn't say anything.
You have to write https://... www.
You don't, Dan.
TimBernersLee.com.
You don't have to write https on everything that you write. Right. You've been writing it on checks. They keep bouncing. The electricity's gone off twice this month.
You've got it, but
it's hard enough getting you on the computer.
They could just put a https://... button on the keyboard.
Why do they need one at all? Why don't they just assume it? Because if everything uses... Oh my God, I can't believe you made the internet. If everybody needs one, right, in every single search, then surely it's obsolete. We can just delete it and you can just type straight in.
This doesn't make any sense
to
me.
Did you really come up with the internet? What's happened since?
Do you
have dementia?
No, I don't. I just...
Because if you have dementia, we need to see someone.
Well, how would... get the Yellow Pages. We'll find someone. Where's the Yellow Pages?
Dad, we don't...
It's on that it's underneath the pile of Argos catalogs.
I thought you were going to throw these out months ago.
What do you mean? What if I need something? Okay, all right. So, what are we looking for again? https://. I've got hot wok in the Yellow Pages. That's here. But there's no https://. Doctor. That's what we were looking for.
I'm just going to go over here and make a phone call. Don't worry about me.
A phone call. You are stuck in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, I know he created the internet. Yeah, but he's lost it.
Oh, I've...
Take my word for it.
It's making that fan noise again.
Okay, can you send someone around? Are you listening to this?
Making the fan noise again.
Yeah.
It's going pop-ups.
I'm calling
you. I'm pressing X.
He's looking in the Yellow Pages for your number.
It's daughter.
He tried to get a file that was
daughter,
way
what's our
too
postcode? I've won a holiday to the Bahamas.
He thinks he's won a holiday to the Bahamas and that there are Russian women who want
the
to
internet.
Marry him.
Free holiday to the Bahamas.
Okay, you'll send someone around.
I got a knighthood. I was in the Olympic ceremony opening. What's the right key on a mouse for?
Dad, it's not for you. It's not for the... You don't need it to do the things that you do online, okay?
Yeah.
Now just sit there, fold your arms, and I'm just going to put this hoodie on you backwards.
Why?
And I'm just tying... I'm just tying it just no, there. That's right.
Stop
and
it.
And you just relax, relax, God. Relax, relax.
I feel like I'm in my frat house again. We will call the https://boozyboys.com.
Yeah, lie back
www.boozyboys.com.
HTTPS.
I made the internet. I was in the Olympic opening ceremony.
Of course you were, Mr. Berners-Lee.
I'm a knight. I'm Sir Tim Berners-Lee.
Yes, Sir Tim Berners-Lee.
TBL.
Okay, all right. So apparently you've lost your nut. So you're coming with us. Here we go.
Where are we going?
Oh, you'll see.
Can I bring my Yellow Pages?
There's really actually
no
room.
Can we stop by Argos on the way?
Yeah, I'm just putting this in your bum. One sec. There you go. Isn't that better? Isn't it all better?
I made the internet.
Yeah. The internet.
HTTP.
And look at you now.
All right.
That was Tim Berners-Lee not being very good at the internet. And on to the next sketch for you today, which is Royal.
You wanted to see me, Father?
Harry, my boy. Come in, come in.
Oh, please use your royal voice around me, Father.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Right, Harry, look, you know how supportive I am about you leaving the royal family?
Yeah, you've been lovely about it.
Yeah. Well, of course, because you got to do what you love. It's not going to be as easy as you think.
No, I think it'll be super easy, actually. Netflix have offered me $200 million to do something. I don't know what it is, but I mean...
Well, that's a start, but $200 million won't last forever. What are you going to do when that runs out,
Well, it won't.
It won't. Would you listen to yourself?
Oh, I'll be frugal. It's fine. I'll go to Morrison's. There's 3 packets of meat for £10.
£10? For 3 packs of meat? You're delusional.
No, 3 for £10.
Well, that's what... I don't believe you. That's absurd. Why can't you be more like William?
Well, excuse me, what does that mean?
Well, William sees that all the money that fell into our lap was for you. We let that fall into our lap so we could one day let your lap... Look, it doesn't matter, all right? We sacrificed a lot for you.
Right, well, thank you, but I'm good now.
Would £5 help? If I gave you £5, would that help for sweets or something? Do you still like sweets?
Yes, Dad, you know I love sweets, but I have enough sweets and I don't need £5, thank you.
I see. So it's hardball, is it, Harry? Well, let me tell you something about hardballs. You may have hardballs yourself, but they'll never be as hard as mine balls. And if you think I'm going to offer you Dominion, well, you've got another thing coming.
This isn't about Dominion or our balls. It's about freedom.
Fine. The African colonies are yours. Just say the word, you bastard, and they're yours.
Well, we don't have colonies in Africa anymore, Dad.
William, get in here. He's saying horrible things again.
Harry, really? Why must you say such horrible things to Dad? What's he going to take? Did he offer you £5?
He won't take it.
The fuck he won't? Take the £5. Take the money. Take the fiver.
He thinks Morrison's will give him meat for a tenner. I'm telling you, William, he's lost it.
Think you've got hard balls, do you? I'll show you hard balls. You've no idea how hard Dad's balls are.
Am I allowed to start coming over again?
Fuck off, Andrew.
I'll tell Oprah. I'll tell her everything.
I don't know who that is, but if you say anything to him about my balls, I'll see to it that you never get invited onto a BBC television show for as long as I live. Good luck taking on BritBox with Netflix, you ginger snap.
Get off my balls,
Dad,
William.
Dad, I've got his balls. They're not that hard. Bring me the balls.
No, bring me the balls.
Fuck off, Andrew. What a royal mess. Going on there.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with a cheesy royale mess. I mean, what's actually legally, there's nothing stopping Harry leaving the royal family, right? As in leaving. He's an adult. He's not in prison.
No, he's left.
He's left and he could do that.
Yeah.
But I actually...
Leave
the firm.
Yeah.
He's very brave, though. Whatever your opinion of him and the decision.
So
that guy, I reckon, of all of them, probably has the hardest balls.
Definitely.
I quite like Prince William. I've even met Prince William.
I like Prince William. You've met Prince William?
I have.
Where?
I had a conversation with him.
About what? Where were you?
We talked
Set
about...
Set the scene.
Okay, so I won a competition to be the mascot at the FA Cup final between West Ham.
Wow.
Versus Liverpool.
Wow.
In 2006.
Where was he? Where did you meet him?
So the match was at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff.
Yeah.
So Prince William was the dude there.
What do you mean? He's the referee?
No. Because he's the prince of...
He was the goal. They had to use his jacket as the goal. His jacket and his tie as the goalpost.
Yeah.
Right. On the pitch...
But did I meet him on the pitch? No, I met him in just before, before the dugout.
In the tunnel?
Before the tunnel, sorry.
In the changing rooms?
Not as far as the changing rooms. So between the tunnel and the changing room.
Okay, wow.
And he said, "Hello, Adam, how are you?" And I said, "I'm really good, thanks. How are you?" And he said, "This must be really exciting for you." And I said, "Oh, yes, it is." He said, "Do you like playing sport at school?" And I said, "Yes. I play football and rugby and cricket." He said, "That's great. Which is your favourite?" And just went on like that for a bit.
That's really nice.
It was nice. He spent a good chunk of time.
Aww.
I mean, for a prince.
Were you like in a line? Or were you all just kind of hanging around having cigarettes? And he was like, "You got a light, Adam?"
He was like, "Have you got any cigs?" I was 12.
Right. I'm out of filters. Okay, what royal would you choose to be?
Okay, I mean, Harry right now is kind of through the worst of it, and he is sitting on probably a lot more than 200 million. I wouldn't mind being William. William seems to enjoy it.
Gotta be king.
Get on. Oh, yeah. Harry, I don't want to be king. That's
right.
Yeah,
I think I'd
That's
be
good.
Harry.
Yeah.
I was thinking I wouldn't want to be Harry because of the what's going on with him, but you're right. I think he is through the worst of it.
Yeah.
And also, I think a significant number of people sympathize with him.
Yes.
people got a lot of things wrong about Diana and then regretted it.
Yes.
So maybe let's not make the same mistake.
Yes. And also it's we have to remember that it's not us.
No.
It's actually not our lives or anything to do with us. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're out there listening, Harry, can you invite us to LA, please? can we come to California, please? Can you put us up in one of like P. Diddy's houses that you've got or something? I don't know who it is you're staying with. I think it's P. Diddy.
It's probably P. Diddy.
Yeah, it's probably Diddy.
Diddy and Prince Harry.
It's fine, Megan. I'll text Diddy. Yeah, and we'll get the first flight out of here. She's like, oh, you know I don't like Diddy.
Oh, I don't want to stay with Diddy.
Yeah, I promised Diddy that we'd stay with him. He hasn't met Archie. He's got a camera. He said he wants to take photos of Archie with, which is nice.
Whoa,
of Diddy.
Wait, what? Why? Why does he want photos of Archie?
Because Diddy does what Diddy does. Don't question what Diddy does, because Diddy don't like when you question what Diddy does.
Right.
Pack your things. I've already packed the...
Archie.
I've already packed Archie. Archie's in a bag.
Can we go private? I want to fly private.
Oh, honey, we don't have the money.
Oh, come on.
We don't
just
have
this
the
once.
Money.
Just this once. Can't what we go God. Private?
Where's all your suits money gone?
What?
I've been cut off. You must be getting a huge residual from everyone watching Suits all the time.
That is my pension, Harry.
I
have to know that my future is secure. What about this Netflix contract?
Yeah. We're going to sign it any day now.
Oh, sign it
Diddy,
any day.
Diddy knows a guy... Who knows a guy?
Knows a guy. Who knows a guy? Why didn't who, for God, why didn't you just sign with Britbox? You're such an idiot. They're the future.
They're not.
They would have given you would have elevated them through the stratosphere.
Listen,
you would have been
I
their
told
number
Diddy
one
about
client.
This. I told Diddy what you said about this, and he'd never even heard of Britbox.
That's impossible.
He's heard of Netflix, Diddy has.
That's impossible.
It's not.
No one who could have heard of Netflix could not have heard of BritBox, the famous answer to Netflix from Britain's modest television services.
Isn't most of it on Netflix anyway? What am I going to...
That's besides the point.
But BritBox offered me like £4 million. £200 million will see me right through the week.
Well, where's the money, Harry? Where's the money?
We'll get it. Diddy's got it. They gave it to Diddy, and Diddy's going to give it to us in a... He's got a little Diddy briefcase he's going to give it to us in.
Why
it's all in
did
big
they
notes,
give
so he's, he's all in big notes, so he's managed to get it into a real Diddy case.
We're being paid in cash?
Yeah.
How are we going to spend £200 million in cash?
I don't know. We'll ask Diddy.
Oh, you think Diddy has the answers to everything?
I know. I've been telling you this for a while. All right, get your stuff packed.
All right.
I'll put Archie in the back.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll get us first class seats. How's that?
I thought you were going to say private for a minute there, but you didn't. So even though
I told you I can't afford private.
Oh my God. Okay.
You told me you wanted to leave the family. This is the cost of leaving the family, the firm. I've got leaving drinks in like an hour.
Mm.
And then I don't know if I'm going to see these people again. So could I not get these bad vibes?
Why don't you just go and like, as in when you go to leaving drinks, can you not take some of the jewellery? Isn't some of that jewellery yours?
What do you mean? We're taking it with us.
Oh, okay.
That's my, yeah.
Oh, well, why can't we fly private? That stuff's worth millions.
I can't pay with jewellery. And where am I going to find somewhere that's going to exchange it for cash at this time?
Why don't you ask your friend Diddy?
I will, but when we get to LA, but we need to get to Diddy first.
Ugh, this is impossible.
I'm not going to ask Diddy to transfer me.
Why? Why can't Diddy fly us private? Doesn't Diddy have a plane?
Yeah, of course Diddy has a plane. He's got a few planes.
Diddy has a few planes.
Yeah, but he's...
But he couldn't send... That's... Do you really think he's your friend? If he was any real friend, Harry, to you, Diddy would have lent you one of his planes.
Diddy's got... We've got his basement for as long as we want it.
The basement?
Yeah, Diddy's basement.
You said we were going to be
down below
in one
with
of Diddy's
Diddy.
Houses.
Sorry?
Down below with Diddy and Diddy's basement.
Down below with Diddy and Diddy's basement, where we don't question Diddy, because Diddy doesn't like it when you question what Diddy does. Listen, I'm gonna go to drinks, pick up some flowers for Diddy, if you wouldn't mind. All right.
What?
I love you.
Fuck off. I'm not getting your flowers, you fucking prince.
Stop it. I'm not anymore. Stop it.
Yeah, you're not. You're no better than anyone. Get your own fucking flowers.
Dandelions for Diddy.
He hates dandelions. If you knew anything about Diddy, you wouldn't... Dunwell wouldn't Diddy dandelion him.
Okay. Oh, one second. Hello?
Hi, it's P. Diddy.
Oh, Diddy! How you doing?
Yeah, pretty great.
How you doing, Diddy?
Pretty great.
Pretty great. Dandy Diddy.
Yeah, just Diddy.
All right. How can I, what can I do for you? We're all packed. I'm about to go to Leaving Drinks. I was going to FaceTime you from Leaving Drinks.
Yeah, don't worry about that, man. Just, you got tickets, right?
Yeah, I've got tickets. I've just upgraded them to first class.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty nice. That's nice, first class. Yeah. Oh, man, I remember riding first class.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right. Those were the days.
Yeah.
We're on another level now, though.
Well, yeah, this is it. I mean, Megan asked if you had a private plane. But yeah, I thought several. I'd just come, just get first class. Could we borrow one of the planes?
What?
Could we borrow one of the planes?
Oh, you're serious. Well, no, sorry, Harry.
No, that's fine. I thought I'd just ask. Sorry, I don't want to overstay my... Sorry, that was
You stay in my basement.
Yeah. You know, really delightful of you, Diddy.
There's a drinks fridge in the basement.
Oh, great.
I've loaded it up with Tango Apple.
Oh, great.
Do you like Tango Apple?
I love Tango Apple.
It's full of Tango Apple.
That's great. That'll be really good for Archie as well.
There's a lot of storage.
That's great. Listen, Diddy, I need to go to the drinks.
Yeah.
Can I help you? Is there any particular reason why you called, Diddy?
Oh, just to say that when you get to the basement and let yourself in.
I'm letting myself in?
You let yourself in. I'm actually not going to be there.
Okay.
All the Tango Apple in the fridges in the basement.
Yeah.
That's fine to drink. Okay? You can drink all the Tango Apple in the fridges in the basement.
That's why you called it.
However, you all notice that there are literally thousands of crates of Tango Apple throughout the house. In fact, if you open the front door to the house, you'll be crushed by an avalanche of Tango Apple.
I'm glad you've warned me.
Cats. Yes, no, I'm telling you, do not open the front door. Don't open any of the windows. Don't open the trap door from the basement into the house.
How do I get into the basement?
Or you'll be drowned.
How do I get into the basement?
In cans of Tango Apple. How do you get into the basement? There's a separate door. There's a separate outside door.
And that isn't full to the brim with Tango Apple.
No, there's a lot of Tango Apple.
Don't get me wrong.
In the basement, plenty. You will not go. You will not want for Tango Apple.
Listen, if I run out of the Tango Apple,
you will not run out.
No, but in the basement.
No way. No way.
Can I touch the Tango Apple in the rest of the house? Can I replenish my stock?
So, even ignoring the incredibly hazardous conditions of performing a feat like this, even ignoring that, Harry, no, you can't, because Rihanna is coming by to collect all the Tango Apple.
We're
going to sell it and buy 7 more planes.
But not the Tango Apple from the basement. That's mine.
That's all. Have as much of that Tango Apple as you want,
okay,
Harry.
Okay.
I'm giving it to you. All that Tango Apple.
That's really kind. Megan isn't a huge fan, but she's going to have to learn to like it, I guess.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What do you mean she doesn't like Tango
She's not
Apple?
A huge Tango.
What do you? Since when? She must have liked
she
it
lied
at some
to me
point.
On the
she
first must have liked three it. Dates.
And what? And said she did like it, but she...
Yeah. I got her one, obviously. And she just necked it. But I...
Well, that's a great sign.
She was grimacing the whole time, she said. And she went and she spat it up afterwards. It was all just in her mouth. I know. The papers had the story, but obviously they didn't want to run it because they thought the country's morale was already pretty low. They didn't want to know.
Jesus.
I know. Luckily, Archie didn't inherit.
He likes Tango Apple.
Likes Tango Apple. Yeah.
Well, you and him are going to have a very nice time.
Okay, but she can still come, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, if she wants.
I'm not sure if I want her to come, actually.
Well, the thing is that there's nothing actually to drink except for Tango Apple. So is she grimace? I mean,
Maybe she shouldn't come. I'll leave them here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll get the plane to you, Diddy, now.
Oh, okay. That sounds good to me.
All right. Okay, I'll see you in I'll see you in about 18, 19 hours.
Yeah.
Can you pick me up at the airport?
Yeah, no, I remember. I'm actually not there. But Rihanna's coming by. She's a billionaire, you know.
She's just turned billionaire.
Yeah.
That's nice. I'll give her congratulations. I'll see if she's got any spare cheddar cheese for...
She's mainly
an exiled royal.
She's mainly dealing in Tango Apple these days. All the billionaires are.
That's fair enough. All right. Well, I'll see you in 18 hours.
All right. Bye, Harry.
Bye, Diddy. Toodaloo, Diddy. Diddy? Ah, he's gone. Okay, well, that's enough from Harry and Diddy.
Yes.
And that's enough from us.
Yes.
It's been wonderful to share with you again.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been really nice. I wish we could hear your voice.
Yes.
Send us your voice.
By email.
coldplatescomedy@gmail.com.
Send us a clip, a voice clip.
Whilst you're there, follow us on Instagram and Twitter and sign up for the newsletter.
And very importantly, please do give us a rating on Apple Podcasts.
Alert. Alert. Warning.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Rating. Rating required in order to disable nuclear codes.
Oh, gosh. You
5-star rating.
Better give that 5-star rating.
5-star rating.
Or the nuclear
needed
codes
imminently
are compromised.
And do you know who gives 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts?
Who gives 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts?
Diddy.
Of course.
Do what Diddy does.
Yes. Don't worry if you listen to it as well on Spotify. You can also go onto Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating. I promise.
Until next time, my friend.
Be patient with older people and using their computers. Don't just show them how to do it.
Yeah.
Don't just do it for them, sorry. Show them how to do it.
Show them how to do it. Slowly and repeatedly. Again and again.
Because that's how you learned.
And again.